Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're live. So for those of you who are joining us on the Blog Talk, this is the Big Mike Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. That's the only way this word's going to get out here. So tonight we're talking about when simping goes wrong. When simping goes wrong, and this is the Raji Black story. Now, I may split with a lot of brothers in the sphere about my opinions on this, and I'm cool with that. That's why I had to, you know, sit back and think about this, because this, like any other situation, is going to be a multi-layered situation. It's not just going to be one way. It's not just going to be the other way. This shit is like an onion, and I'm sure back the more layers you peel back, the more you're going to cry. You feel me? So, and I know I say, you know, I have my little thing where I say F the kids and all that. Trust me, this is really not the way I feel about kids, man. When kids are in a situation, when kids are in harm's way, I feel a certain way about it. I guess I'm just a bleeding heart like that. I firmly believe that, you know, the world just needs a dad point in time. That's just the way I feel. Love kids. Not everybody kids. Let's get that shit, you know what I'm saying, clear right now. But let me get back to this. But let me show the question first. I'm sorry. This is the question tonight. Should custody battles last 3 years in America? You know, I know that there wasn't child support and shit like that when the founding fathers wrote the Constitution. But the right to a fair and speedy trial, is that shit out the window when it comes to family court? I would love to hear what some of y'all have to say on this. I really would. Give us a call, 515-605-9708. Like I said, this is a freestyle. This is a freestyle. So, hey, what's on your mind about this situation? My question is this. Should custody battles be allowed to last 3 years in the United States of America? Does your right to a fair and speedy trial go out the window when it comes to family court and family situations? Now let's continue with the video with this brother. And I do warn you, because some more people have joined, this video is disturbing.
Going through it with my ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. So we, you know, started dating somebody new, and she got pregnant. And, you know, we got in a fight. First thing she does, threatening that she's going to do the same thing. You're never going to see your kids, blah, blah, blah. Holidays, man. I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy, man. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo. Felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy. I can't go to prison, so the person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife. So, she next, and then I'm going to do myself, too, but I just wanted to say this to people. Don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men. Oh, here's my ex-wife right here.
All right. We're going to probably play back through that a couple more times just to point out some things in this video. But from that point where the video dropped out, he said, today is the day, as he rushed his ex-wife's door and he killed her and killed himself. The children were in the fucking car. I don't know the ins and outs of the situation. I do understand domestic situations. I have an in-depth understanding of that. I've been in relationships in my life. So I understand people argue, people fuss, people fight. But to take out somebody and take yourself out, do you really love your kids? Or is it that you love yourself? I don't even know if you could say you love yourself. You offed yourself. You deleted yourself. Things in this video disturb me. I feel bad for everybody involved, including him. And as a man, I would say especially him, if he was going through what he was, say he was going through. To be accused of molesting your own kid, to be caught up in some game when it comes to your children, I understand that. But what does it really mean to love your children? Even if you have to wash your hands of the situation to keep it from going to these extents. What are your thoughts on this, man? Call me. 515-605-9708. Now, this brother wasn't just some, you know, school dropout. He wasn't a prisoner. You know, this dude was a nurse, anesthetist. So, you know, he was a pretty skilled worker. He had a skill. Very smart. I will say this. As far as child molestation allegations are concerned, your nurse's license would not be active in whatever state you're in. He was in Maryland. He wouldn't be able to hold a nursing license in Maryland or any other state if these were substantiated charges. The simple fact the kids were in his car must mean that there was really no threat that he was actually doing something, you know, malicious to his children. So what type of game was the baby mama or the ex-wife playing? Or the ex-wife? We'll talk about the baby mama in a minute. You can't say I'm victim blaming because there's three victims in this situation. Four victims if you count the in utero child that was in his ex-girlfriend. Nobody's really talking about that either. Heather in the building. What's up, Heather? I think we've all been hurt in relationships, but I never thought about killing anyone. Had to go through some bad relationships to find my husband. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's been to the point to where they felt like they maybe could have gone there, but something held you back. And honestly, in a lot of situations, that something was your child or your kids. But what I see is, I see from my viewpoint, from my worldview, what I see is a bunch of sides running to try to take a side on this. When this is a straight down the center situation, first and foremost, custody battles last for 3 years in America. Should any court case last for 3 years in America, is that the right to a fair and speedy trial? Or is that right being circumvented in the family court? It shouldn't take that long to determine whether you get custody of your children or not, or what the custody arrangement is going to be. And a lot of that goes to the psychology of mothers and the effect feminism, the negative effect feminism has had on mothers and motherhood. So women aren't in the clear on this at all. Don't think this is a pro-woman a podcast at this point in time, because it's not live stream, whatever the fuck it is. All ass needs to be cooked in this situation. All ass needs to be cooked. But the brother said some things, God bless the dead, that really struck me. That struck me like, man, that just isn't right. Something's wrong with this situation. Something's wrong with the story. First of all, the child custody battle for 3 years. Of course, the allegations of molestation and abuse. But when he said what the catalyst to all of this was, that's what really made me realize this nigga's a simp. He's a simp. And this is what happens when simping goes wrong. Unfortunately, we will never hear the mother side of the story. Absolutely. We won't hear any other sides of the story. The only side of the story that we can hear now is the kid side of the story. God have mercy on them. Those are the victims that are alive to live with this. They have to live with their mother and father's relationship being summed up with this emotional act that basically came from simping. And it was his fucking fault. I'll just put that out there right now. It was his fault. He put himself in that situation. Do you think he was being abused mentally by both women? Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely being abused mentally, because if you're not molesting your kids, in which case, and if it's my understanding that he had the kids in the car with him some way or another. I don't know how that happened. And like I said, things and details will start coming out about this story. And as details come out, you know something? My opinion could change. But right now, this is where I'm standing. This is my position on it. But I'm not too big of a man to say, or too small of a man to admit if I'm wrong and my position has to change. We make the adjustment and keep moving, man. This is a war, man. This ain't pity pat on your fucking feelings. It's just not. Big Mag the Fisher say you can't be a big right dude these days. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But then again, excuse me. Smoking before the show. Sorry. But then again, before we say what a do right dude is, we have to actually have a definition. What is the right thing to do in these situations? Call in, man, if you're available, man. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this situation. You heard some of what I had to say yesterday, and now I'm back on it. I'm back on it. It bothered me all night in my sleep. But to go off when you don't have your ends tied up, to move messy as a man is detrimental. You can't be sloppy as a man. And that's something that a lot of our brothers have forgot. And I don't know whether it ain't being taught. I don't know whether it's a single mother situation. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's lack of male influence. I don't know if you're not listening to your daddy or your uncles. I don't know what's going on. But I do know that we have it's endemic right now in a community of men feeling they could move that way. We got a caller on the line. Yo, you on a big mic, drops this Big Mac.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, man?
Man, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You and yours?
Yeah, man. We doing good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Big Mac in the house.
Hey,
man. What's
man,
good, listen, man?
Man, just like you, you know, I'm hearing details as it's coming out, but I'm going to say that, you know, whatever mental anguish is going through, I'm not trying to minimize. I'm not trying to justify what this dude did, what this brother did, but it goes to show the lengths that a man can be pushed to these days. And people don't believe this shit is real, man. You know, some people are allowed to fall back. You know, some people will go take a walk in the fucking woods and just, you know what I mean? Some people jump off a fucking bridge. But
right,
being pushed to the levels he's pushed. Again, I'm not justifying what he did. Society would tell you that that's never the answer. But I ask the question, how the fuck is a person allowed to be pushed to this edge? This is insane. It's insane.
I'm gonna say this, Big Mac. I think a lot of it. I'm gonna put the sole blame. I'm casting out blame today, right now. I'm gonna put the sole blame, the initial blame, on the court system. I don't feel like anybody should be embroiled in a custody battle over their children for 3 years.
And if
the spouse, you know, using the court system and maneuvering the court system, you should only be able to file so many motions in court.
Yeah,
they said,
man,
this brother had a motion filed every month for the past 3 years.
Yeah, it's a fucking shame, man. The court systems are, they're weaponized by these no-good-ass fucking women, and that's what I'm going to say. They no good ass women who want to keep the fathers away from their fucking children because they know they can go suck Big Daddy government off. They can go live in their mama house, get welfare, go back to work because they got these dual minority statuses. The universities open. Everything they can to weaponize their feelings against a fucking father and his child. And that's what it is. They can't go punch him in the face. They use everything that's available to them to basically crush a motherfucker about their feelings, what they feel is right. And you can tell, if you're running your father off in the court system, you're a no-good motherfucker in the first place. If this is
right.
A decent man, a decent person doing the right thing and you running them off, you're a no-good motherfucker.
Hold on. Let me interject right there. If you laid down and fucked the dude and had his baby, so all that, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got to be nothing but the dude you laid down and fucking had his baby.
Thank you. But
what else does he have to be? His rights are still the rights. That's his child. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter if you decide you want to go off and fuck with serial killers because you're a woman and you can do what you want to do. You have a baby by a serial killer. You can't fucking keep the child away from him because he's a serial killer.
Listen. Now, if the motherfucker done been prosecuted for some crimes, yes, you know the legal system should protect that child from some untoward behavior of the adults. But unbeknownst to them, who he was or whatever it was. But it goes back to what you said. They allowed to, you can have a baby by a dude, and then all of a sudden, you figure that at the snap of a hat, now he ain't no fucking good. He was good when he was up in your guts. And that's the thing I don't like. See, they know that at the end of the day, they have the backup that they can change their mind any fucking time they want. And go on and live life any way they want because they got so many systems in place that's going to allow them to do what they feel, not what's right. It's going to allow them to do what they feel. So if a dude don't act right and don't do what you say, if you don't submit to no woman's will when it comes to your children, then they got all the might in the world to try to put you in a place.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy.
Go ahead.
You know, we got... Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was actually going to ask the question, man, and you kind of opened the door on it, so I'm going to go on segue the question in. Do you think that at what point in time does the mental, and I'm going to try to say this the right way. So a woman has the choice, if she wants, she could terminate her pregnancy, you know, via abortion, right, at any point in time.
Right, right.
But at what point does that sense of ownership over your body or over the person that's in your body, at what point does that end mentally? Do women really believe they own these kids? I guess that's the question.
Well, I've heard
women
it said.
Believe they can body these kids if they want to. Do women believe that they can use these kids any way they want to because it's a product of them?
That's what the state has told them. You see what I'm saying? See, that's what the state has told them. Now, there's a couple of things I want to say to that. One is we must understand that we really don't have any rights unless we are married to that woman. Or if we go take that money in the beginning, once you know she's pregnant, and start filing for custody rights to your child. So you have no protection if you're not married. The state has made it an actual fact that the woman owns the child. When you're outside of marriage, the state is going to mandate a man to take care of that child. You have to prove that it's not your child in order to not have to take care of a child. If a woman says it's yours, it brings me to the other thing. I think that, it may sound controversial, but I don't give a damn. Here you go. If you're not married, right? You should need a license in order to give birth. You need a license you need an agreement. You should need a license and an agreement from the father declaring that he would take care of that child so that won't be a burden on the state. Now, without those two elements, if you have a child, you on your motherfucking own. You get no help from the state. You get no help from the child support system or nothing. You raise it by your own narrow-ass self. So that will end all this bullshit of these women cocking their legs open for any and everybody. And then dudes got to stop putting babies in them.
Man, that's where I'm getting to with this cat. Because that shit right there is what made me change my mind. Bernie's like, a license? A license. Like, go down to the DMV. I think you should have to attend a class, and like you have to have a license to get married.
You have to have a license to be a foster parent.
Yeah, you have to have a license to do everything. So, I mean, that's not far-fetched, bro.
Yeah,
that's not far-fetched at all.
You should have a license and an examination of your financial worthiness in order to have a child. And if you're not married, you should have an agreement by the father that says he's going to take care of it so that the child won't be a burden on the state. That will end the courts. That will end everything right there. That will end it because these chicks will stop having babies.
But let's go a level deeper, man. See, man, you're taking me there tonight, Rick. You're taking me there. And you already know.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it. Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
All right, let's get to it. Let's get it. So, it's my theory. I'm of the thought that they don't want to end this. And we talked about it briefly yesterday. Because they know that what they're creating is a farm system for the criminal justice system.
Exactly.
So by continuing to allow fathers to be taken from the home, fathers to be alienated, fathers that have to pay ungodly amounts of money, basically making it undesirable to spend time and see your kids. I'll just be honest. You know, if you're paying out the ass child support every month, I don't want to send no motherfucking Christmas present. I'm just going to be honest. So it makes being a father just that much harder. So they want this because fathers keep things in order. Fathers keep people straight. Fathers keep people secure. Fathers protect. And where's the best place to basically create a criminal? Single mother homes. Let's just keep it a buck.
Exactly.
That's the best place to create a criminal. It doesn't happen a lot in single father homes. It doesn't happen a lot in two-parent homes. And just honestly, you know, I'm a product of single motherhood. Well, my mother was married, but she was pregnant before she got married. And for the most part, once she got divorced, she was a single mother. So I guess I am in that boat.
But see, that's
a lot
different
of my partners
because...
turn out to be criminals. Some of my partners that were in the same situation I was in home, turn out to be criminals. They turn out to do jail time. They're, you know, the ones that are alive on the straight and narrow now. But they had to go through a rough walk, and they almost ruined, some of them almost ruined their lives because of what they didn't know, what they weren't taught. And that's one of these situations here. I got this video. I don't know if you heard of, have you heard of A-Roy? Did you see that situation? He was gunned down in the projects in Chicago. I have the video.
No, I did not. No,
I have
I didn't
the
see
video, and I'm gonna show the video, but I'm gonna show the video without sound. Now the video you can see on YouTube with sound, but there's some things I have to point out because I guarantee you, these are products of single mother households.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, and I'm not jumping or attacking my single mother friends. I got friends that are single parents. You know what I'm saying? I'm not jumping or attacking. But what we have to do, we have to understand where this comes from. They're using single motherhood. They're glorifying single motherhood so they can create criminals to fucking keep the criminal justice system afloat. And I said it.
Man, see,
they make the boys criminals and they turn the girls into breeders of more criminals.
Yep, that's exactly it. See, they don't want to point out that women spend 73 cents of every dollar. Men are more prone to save their money, make smart, astute financial investments, and buy out of necessity. Women have a lot of emotional spending. When you come from a single house, that's going to create a young boy to be an emotional spender. It's going to create an impulsive boy. You need the balance of the father and the mother in the house. Because we have success stories of single parenthood, they want to hold that shit up like it's an Olympic torch. But you don't want to look at the underbelly. Pull the covers back. Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow, about mass incarceration, institutionalized labor. She showed that over damn near, I think it was over 80% of those people came from in jail, incarcerated during Fed time. Like 87% of them came from single household, single parent households. It's a goddamn shame. And it was the mother, more than likely, it's a mother. You know, they don't want to talk about that. In a married household has four times the wealth of a single parent household. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about married households have seven times the home ownership of single households. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the graduation rate, the high school graduation rate of two-parent households is damn near 94%. College attendance is in the upper 70s. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. Coming from two-parent households, those rates of people who marry are close to 40%. They don't want to talk about this.
Step back for 1 second, because I don't want to forget what you said just then. You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying is that the upper 70 percentile of education, college education, which means
college
that
continued.
Most of the people that, most of the people that you vote for are educated people, right? They went through college, if not, you know, master's degrees or lawyers or doctors or whatnot.
Yeah.
A lot of them came to parent households. But a lot of times you have the same people running and licking behind these politicians that have no idea how you came up, have no idea how you living, and they despise how you live. Keep saying what you were saying. I just had to say that about education and parent households. Made a correlation.
See, and it's a goddamn shame. Well, you know, I'm practically finished what I was saying there. I just wanted to throw them stats out there, but you know, they sell us this symbolism, Mike. They give us these symbols.
Man, we got Bernard.
Man. You know,
in the field.
Yeah,
we
man,
got Bernard
Riley. Feel good.
Hey man, thank you, Bernard. Man, I definitely love to hear what you have to say. But go ahead, be rich.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, we're buying symbolism, man, and men are waking up to this shit. We, you know, men and women are waking up to this, man. But go ahead, I want to listen to Bernard, man.
Yeah, well, he's not in here yet. You know what I'm saying? He just shared the video. I got the notification that he shared the video.
Gotcha. I thought he was calling in.
I want to run this back, man. I just want to run this back for those who are just joining the show and kind of catch everybody up on the conversation. So I'm gonna run this video again. Like I said, it's chilling. It doesn't show any violence, but it is a pretty disturbing video. So let me go ahead and run this back. This is Rajit Black, and this is Baltimore area, the Baltimore metro area in Maryland. This was Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
I would be doing this, but I got to make it quick. For everybody out there that's supporting me and really knows what's going on, thank you all. I've been going through a custody battle. I've been going through having my ex-wife say I molested my children and all kinds of craziness. Been fighting for custody for 3 years. So shit has been real crazy. What's up, Oliver? You know about this. Going through it with my ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. So, I started dating somebody new, and she got pregnant.
I just don't get that part, man. That part fucks me up right there.
Yeah. You know you're going through something, you're going to have another baby.
Until he said that. So you took your simp ass off, and you got another bitch, and you got her fucking pregnant. That's total lack of discipline. This brother put himself in this situation, man.
Yeah.
You already see you have vulnerabilities. You have loose ends. And you still trying to play through loose ends instead of tying them shits up? This is why I had to come out and say something about this, because I don't want young brothers to get the wrong idea about this situation.
Exactly.
This dude is not a hero. This dude is not, you know what I'm saying, somebody that we should look at as a complete victim. I feel bad for him on a lot of levels. But only thing he did in this situation was make victims, bro. And unfortunately, that's going to be what he's remembered for. I'm hearing young dudes saying, man, he loved his kids. I'm listening to the shows. I'm listening to the callers, mainly. And, you know, saying that this man loved his kids, how do you love your kids and you kill their mother right, what, 10 days before fucking Christmas?
And killed yourself.
And killed yourself. Listen to this clown shit, man. I hate to be like this with folks, man. I hate to, you know what I'm saying, be judgmental. But some things have to be talked about, bro. For real. What? Hold on.
We got in a fight. First thing she does, threatening that she's going to do the same thing. You're never going to see your kids, blah, blah, blah. It's the holidays, man. I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy, man. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo.
Emotional. All emotion. He said he has no family or anything, and guess what he did? You just became a generational curse to your kids, bro.
Yeah, man.
Because now they have no family, and it's the fucking holidays.
How does a kid even process that?
How does a child process that? You may have been sitting in the car. You may have not known what was going on. But then once you found out what happened and what occurred, yeah, how do you process that? Say he got a ratchet pregnant on purpose the second time just to have a family. Yeah, he did. He did. And I'm going to be honest, too. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this either, Big Mac. So before the black chicks jump up talking about we the least protected, it's my understanding that these weren't black women. Neither one of them. I know one of them was. One was an Asian. The girlfriend that said she'd do the same thing to him was Asian. Right.
Wow.
So, sisters, hold your panties. Don't jump up and claim the mantle on this one. This has deeper implications. And most of the implications, honestly, are for dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in this situation. It's mostly something we can learn from this, because they're not processing this the right way. I've already seen the news saying that the woman was denied protection orders and all of this stuff. But yet she wants to drag a custody battle out for 3 years with somebody you scared of. I don't buy it. So obviously the police didn't give her a protection order because she didn't deserve a protection order. And she couldn't prove she needed a protection order. But did it stop the fruit of the motions being filed for 3 years for a man to see his child? Now, children are organisms. Keep in mind, they're growing every day.
Wow. Unreal.
Bernard, yo, I got you, Bernard. Let me do that real quick. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna give you my personal email. Actually, I'm gonna give you my personal email, man. You can email me on this one. It's the easiest one to type. There you go, bro. Email in the chat for you, man. Hit your boy up, man. For real, man. We need to get to it. We got work to do. Hold on one sec. Let me go ahead and finish running this one more game.
Felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy. I can't go to prison. So the person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife. So she next. And then I'm going to do myself too. But I just wanted to say this to people. Don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men. Oh, here's my ex-wife right here.
Today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day, as kids will never forget.
Wow.
There's so many emotions involved with this, man. And you know, I don't just be, I do this, I'm going to tell the people, I do this because I love doing this. I love getting in front of the mic and talking and, you know, just expressing myself and how I feel and view things. I'm not doing this for the views, for the likes, or anything like this. I'm saying and doing this because this is what I really feel about shit that's going on. Perhaps one of the saddest situations I've seen, you know, personally, play out on video. I'm almost at a loss for words. My heart goes out to the kid. I hope, you know, he said he doesn't have a family, so they may be raised by her family, in which case you already know what his name going to be, what his legacy is going to be, what he's left behind. I just don't want to see any other brothers go through this. And they were talking about it earlier, how the brother, I forgot his name, a few years ago they went wild on Facebook Live and killed a bunch of people because his girlfriend broke up with him. I forgot his name. But I look up and there's more and more people that look like me that's doing this. And here's the interesting thing about being a black man. It doesn't matter what position I acquire, doesn't matter what position you acquire or don't acquire, our existences are still contingent upon the other's existence in this world, the way this society's set up. So it's just as much of my interest for the next man to survive, the next black man to survive, as it should be in his interest for me to survive. Because everything becomes, what's the word? Everything becomes a law for us. They're probably going to have a law that they name after this, too.
Yeah.
More legislation in place. Oh, we got to make sure this never happens. Another win
yep.
for feminism. That's why I say that nigga's
yep.
a fucking simp.
Absolutely right.
They're going to transform the narrative. Watch, right before your very eyes. He's going to become a monster. These women are going to be innocent. They're never going to be the type that did anything. First of all, and I got to bring up something else. These women were 42 years old. 42, 43 years old. So these some old motherfuckers acting like this. Probably on their second set of kids at 42. If you got something on them, take it to court. If you don't have anything on them, shut the fuck up. And watch the man move on, and you try to move on with your life. But this is more and more signs. This is significant as well. Women aren't supposed to have kids and be by themselves. They don't feel right. TJ,
wow.
Hey, too old for exactly. I wanted to show you this, man. This is I don't know why I put these two together, but this situation with this young man getting shot, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. If you're from Chicago and you know the details of what's going on with this, feel free to get in the comments or hit us up and let us know. But this is A-Roy from D-Block, and you're familiar with who? O-Block. I'm sorry, O-Block. D-Block is the lock. O-Block, and that's, you know, the crew that's, you know, something's happening to one of them like every other month now, it seems. Okay, so check out the situation. This is him right here. You see that? But look at what was happening before this. They're going to show it again. Look what's happening. So he's wailing on this dude. He's hitting the dude. He's cussing him out. You know, I guess roughing him up a little bit, right? Maybe this is something they do all the time to this person, particular person. But then they didn't get the result that they normally get if this is something that happens all the time. If this is a one-time thing, dude slip in all type of ways. Okay, so you stand up over him. He turned his back on the dude. Look back, dude up the gun on him, gunned him down. It was far enough away I wasn't really concerned about people being grossed out or anything with violence. But who's teaching these kids how to fight? My question. My granddad, I come from the country, man. My granddaddy used to tell me this. If you're going to fight somebody, if you're going to jump on somebody, if you're going to beat somebody, you beat them till they break away. Or somebody pull you off of them. You don't humiliate a man like that. You beat the fuck out of him. If you're going to go there, right? But you think, you know, somebody's just going to slap you in the face and give you some love taps on the ribs, and they not going to do that to you? Will you turn your back on them and walk off? All I saw when I saw that, and his partner was over there jumping on another dude. I don't know if you saw the end of the video. The dude ran and picked up the jacket and took off running behind the shooter. So the other dude with the dreads that was walking was jumping on another guy when this happened. Tactical error, man. That's amateur night type shit. That's when you got too comfortable in your position and thinking your position is actually going to do the real work for you. That happens a lot in the job, by the way.
Now, here's my thing, Mike. Here's my thing. How do you tell your child to even have a fight in this environment?
Knowing what I know. I tell my child to walk away. Walk away,
exactly,
and sometimes
exactly.
And sometimes
these
run.
Days,
you come.
Yeah, you can't even you got to tell your children, unless your back is up against the wall, you walk away, you get the fuck away, because it's about survivability. This shit is
right.
Crazy. See, and this is the thing that we got to look at too. A proper man taking care of his family is doing the best he can to get himself out of that fucking neighborhood. This is where we don't give ourselves the chance. Families move, families work to get the fuck out of those situations. This is where it comes
right.
Important, those two incomes. You know what I mean? Doing the right thing, the leadership of a man. They tend to get the fuck out of them situations. I'm a product of the projects my damn self. The projects was transient. People worked, saved their money, bought a house, and kept on going. It was a temporary thing. Now people are in projects for generations. It's crazy. So
I've been in
so
situations for generations. It was three generations of
man.
People in.
Yeah, you gotta take your kid to the JoJo, and at the same time tell them don't be involved in no fucking fights, because these kids pulling out guns.
Yeah. Yeah. And then people want to get mad because the senators and the Congress people are posing with their kids with guns. That's a trip, man. It's a trip.
Yeah, man.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, you know, in the sphere, man, and just period, there's been an overwhelming support from America for Kyle Rittenhouse, right? In his situation. Is this kid, when he gets caught, is he going to get the same treatment Kyle Rittenhouse got?
No, absolutely not. See, the fight was over. He got up, walked behind him, and shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not getting the same treatment. He's going to jail because he got up, walked behind the dude, and shot him. And kept on pulling the trigger when he was on the floor. So he going, that's manslaughter. What is that? Manslaughter, right? He going.
Manslaughter? Okay. If he even makes it through the court system.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got these youthful offenders. If you're under 16 years old, you do 8 years for a body.
Hey, Real Dude Uprising said the shooter's family had him in different private schools, but took him to the school in the hood to play football. It was his third encounter with the gangster and his crew. They were shooting on. So this dude's third encounter with the gangsters. So he was basically a victim of bullying, and he'd have probably fucked his life up because a single mother sent him to the fucking hood to play football.
Am I wrong or right?
They had him in a different private school, but took him to school in the hood to play football. That sounds like not a dad decision. Because you could play football at a private school and still do what you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, exactly.
I'm going to have to do a whole other show about the LeBron James mentality of moving to win. As opposed to winning where you at. that's another discussion.
Listen. Mike, we have to listen. The first thing we got to do, man, and we spoke about this at the Manosphere meetup. See, the first thing we got to do is become winners ourselves. Once we get to a certain level of resources, we can do something because we have the mentality. The first thing is like-minded men. See, we got to get to that level first. So we don't have enough resources where when we get fed up, we say, oh, fuck, there's seven of us going to buy all the houses on this block. 20 of us is going to go to this neighborhood and go get on the school board and make this school to do it the way we want for our kids. See, we're not there yet.
Right.
So I'm a firm believer, you got to save your fucking self. I don't have enough money to go to the hood and change that shit around. My individual efforts is not going to change the fucking hood. I don't give a fuck. It's a dying cause. So until we get enough like-minded people to where we can really affect change, we have to keep it moving, man. Life is about enjoyment, relationships, people. It's about your children's children.
Right.
You see, I think it's the right thing to do whatever we can to give our kids a better life and give ourselves a better life.
Absolutely. I think that anything short of that, you failed as a man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be honest, a word that bothers the hell out of me that people tend to overuse, over-index in the word happiness. And I always challenge people, when you start talking about all this happiness and shit, you know, show me happiness in the Bible. Show me happiness as a biblical principle. Show me happiness as a... people that want to get divorced because they unhappy, show me where it said anything in the vows that I was going to make you fucking happy or you were going to make me happy. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the type of world that tells people it's okay to be mediocre, it's okay to be emotional, it's okay to project your emotions on the other people, and as long as you're happy, anything you do is fucking justified. That was the problem with the idiot in Baltimore. You picking that kind of cake. I heard people saying, man, and I'm going to be honest, and this is no shade to the VA. I'm a disabled vet. So before everybody get their panties in the wad, I can talk about this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the veterans. I'm a fucking veteran. So let's get to it. The dude worked for the VA as a nurse, which is a nurse
he
that
making money.
Assists the anesthesiologist.
That making money.
He was making okay money, but the figures that are being thrown out, chances are dude was not making that at the VA. He may have made that at a private hospital, but at a state hospital or a government hospital, he probably wasn't making what people are saying he was making. So I don't want there to be a mischaracterization of his financial status, because he wasn't even moving like a dude that got, you know, a high-value dude.
Mm.
A woman knows when she's talking to a high-value dude, and she knows that that motherfucker high-value enough to check all that little threat she's talking about without putting a hand on her. This brother was undisciplined, and you brothers out there don't need to take any pages from this fucking playbook whatsoever. I don't believe a word about that loving my kid, and all I heard was a dude for his damn self. Hate to sound harsh, but that's all I heard. Putting innocent people into the same situation he as his grown ass, making his own decisions, raw dicking bitches, was crying about. I don't get it. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I have to agree with you on that, Mike. You know, it changed my mind a little, you know, it changed my mind about it, thinking about it in the whole now. That's some self-centered, this is all about me, and it's hard, man. It's hard. Like, in one way, I don't even want to process this. I don't even want to think about it. And on the other hand, it's like I'm forced to even fucking consider what's going on in this world. But, yes, it is. You know, it's too many steps without being cautious is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, he walked a long path without being cautious in back of him. So, yeah, you can say that this led to the mental state. But as any young brothers who are listening, I would say to you, man, it's a lot of we're seeing what's going on. We see that there's nobody here to fucking save us. So listen to some of these older brothers and the younger brothers who are telling you this message, man. You know, we have to, in the end, you're going to be in that position in one form or fashion. To one degree, greater or lesser, you're going to be in that situation when you walk the path you're walking. We got to have big discipline. We got to, you know, we have to, you know, if the marriage is not good, get out as soon as you fucking can. Don't hang on when you know it's toxic and it's bad.
Right.
Get the fuck out. The sooner the better.
And just because it don't make you happy all the time, that don't mean you're supposed to get the fuck out too on the same hand. I know a lot of people throw away a lot of shit for bad reasons too.
A lot of people ain't supposed to be married in the first place, man. A lot of people ain't prepared for married, men and women.
Hey, good question. Hold on. Natasha, my sister, she said, what if everything that they accused him of was true? I would say this. He would not have a nurse's license. He would not be working as a nurse if anything they accused him of was true. They don't play
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You're right.
Anything he did was proven to be true, that man would not have had a job, not with the United States government, at the Veterans Administration as a nurse.
Yeah, it's a lot of security and everything else.
Yeah, that's one thing you're not going to have. You're not going to have a job at the VA if you're nursing children. And
yeah, listen, that's true. I was married to a nurse for 10 years. She's a surgical nurse for 4 years. It's, it's licensing requirements every year.
Yeah. Yeah, you might get canned if you get a DUI as a nurse. So, you know, that I don't think that what they were accusing their brother of was true. I just feel like it was women. It was first of all, this is what I feel like the whole situation was. The whole situation was this brother got in too deep with a woman. He married her, probably prematurely, had a couple of kids. Realized she wasn't for him or he wasn't for her. They probably were fighting. They probably had domestic situations. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he probably done yoked up a couple of times. I'm not sitting going to sit up and act like, that all this shit is sweet when you're in relationships. So I'm sure things happened. I'm sure she did things. And once all of her tricks ran out, then it started using the kids to impact and affect him. Stretching shit out in court for 3 years is unacceptable in the United States of America. That's something that needs to change now, and that's something that we need to lobby to fucking change. You have a constitutional right to a fair and speedy trial. It does not say what that trial is for. It doesn't. And that shit should apply to family court. It don't take no 3 motherfucking years to figure out if the kid can come see his daddy every weekend or every other week or whatever. It don't take a court to do that, or 3 years in court to do that. Like you said, shit. The system has been weaponized. You got feminist judges, male and female feminists. Let's keep it a buck. What they like to call the gynocracy. That sit up, they make money off of it, they get kickbacks off of child support, and plus they kick back people into the criminal justice system to fill these private prisons that they are building and spending billions of dollars on. Alabama just got 3 of them motherfuckers.
God damn.
Who you think going up in there?
Poor people.
That's my question. Who you think they build them for?
All us poor motherfuckers.
Exactly. Man, I appreciate you for joining, man. This was just a freestyle tonight. I'm glad you called in. You of all people.
Got you, brother. All right.
Big Mac Official, man. Back. You say what?
No, I say yes, man. I'm going to fall back and keep listening to the show, man. There's always love, man.
Yeah, man. Love, brother. Big Mag the Fisher in the building. Look, man, this was just a freestyle tonight, man. This is something I had to get off my chest, though, about this situation. It's a lot of cues and a lot of miscues that you can, things you can miss, or you can take the wrong cues off of this situation, brothers. I just want to keep you on the right track with this. Young brothers who having a hard time figuring out what's going on. If you love your kids, first of all, there's a difference between right and wrong. You shouldn't be having babies with women you're not married to, first and foremost. You shouldn't marry women you haven't courted. You shouldn't be fucking women you're not married to, if you want to keep it 100. You need to be working on yourself, building yourself. Find a woman, find a rib, craft your rib into what you want your rib to be. You customize your woman. And you get a chance to choose out of the women you meet. But you're not really supposed to be out here, you know what I'm saying, jumping in and out of women, jumping in and out of beds, and having babies. If you're going to be doing all the promiscuity out here, use condoms. Easy. It's simple. This brother put himself in that situation. By jumping from one situation to another. Chances are he was a mama's boy. Why he saying he ain't got no family? If you do the research, I'm sure you'll find he was a mama's boy. 38 karat gold in the building. What's up? Natasha say background checks don't tell everything. True that. They don't tell everything, but the way that woman was after him, she would have made sure she was a nurse as well. She would have made sure that his nursing license was gone. She was trying to fuck that man's livelihood up. She played a stupid game, and the other one played a stupid game, piggybacking off the first stupid game, thinking that was working, and she didn't realize that she was dealing with a nigga that had nothing to lose at this point in time. And you never know when somebody's in that situation, man. So I guess you got to approach everybody the right way. Let's try that for one. Man, look, man, I appreciate y'all for joining me, man. I appreciate the love. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. Hold on, Tasha going back and forth with me. Says some men can't take rejection. Yeah, they can't. a lot of men can't take rejection, but I believe that that woman said that he wasn't going to see his child. Nobody can take that. If you're having my baby, that's the first thing. That's one thing I can't, you know, a lot of men can't take it. It pissed me off. I've heard it before. Of course, it didn't come to fruition. But I didn't have to go to those extremes that brother had to go to. Matter of fact, the best thing to do is just fall back. Wash your hands. Everything comes full circle. I firmly believe that. I appreciate y'all for joining the big mic drop. Like I said, don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. Bernard Riley, man, I for showing love. Shout out to Bernard Riley. Shout out to Lil Big Nate. Shout out to Minister Jap. Shout out to Mr. Palmer. Shout out to Big Magda Fisher. Shout out to all of these folks out here doing the real work. Shout out to Kevin Samuels. Shout out to O'Shea Duke Jackson, the man who brought me in. Shout out to Theo, Obsidian, Sir Tice, so many to name. Shout out to Great Britain. He ain't got in my comments yet, but I hope to see you in the chat, brother. This Man of Steel shit is real. Maybe there was a reason she said that. I'm sure it was a reason she said it, but that's one of them things where sometimes you don't always let your left hand know what your right hand doing. A lot of times, if you really want to hurt somebody, the element of surprise works. If you don't want them to see his kids, maybe the best thing to do is not tell them that, especially when you don't have any protection. You're supposed to be ready to pull out and stop all that from happening, but apparently you let him get on the wrong side of the gun, and you said some shit like that. Got to be smarter, man. Women, you got to be smarter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the story is because the result is the same. It really doesn't. You got to move smarter. This is a situation where everybody should have moved smarter, even the ex-wife. Because if he molesting the kids, why the fuck you got the kids in the car at your house? So many inconsistencies. It's a lot of holes, and there was a lot of game playing, and it was a lot of silly prizes won. That's what I believe. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to offend anybody, gross anybody out. Men got to be men out here. For real. It ain't always pretty. It don't always feel good. And you ain't always going to win. You're going to take some L's out here. It's okay. Long as we get up and we fight another day. And you saw what happened to A-Roy. Same thing that happened to King Von. You shouldn't keep kids from their dads. I could go even deeper with that. Why do you think women go into labor? Why do they call it labor? Because it's work. And why do you go to a delivery room to have it? Because you're delivering that package to somebody else. That's why the dad has a sign on that dotted line. Just like UPS. Y'all like UPS niggas, don't you? Yeah. Just seeing the day on the lead attorney, a chick kept her child away because he missed prenatal visits. Lame. Absolutely. Absolutely. Women really feel like they don't need anything but sperm donors. But here's the deal, fellas. Stop donating sperm to them. They can go to the sperm bank and pay for it. They can go pay for it so they can get knocked up by the doctor. Like the old ugly doctor up in New York that was impregnating all the chicks at the sperm bank with his seed. It's the type of shit you get. You cannot bypass the creator. All creation comes through man. All creation comes through man. All creation comes from man, I should say. and is birthed through women. You don't own these children. You're a vessel, a vehicle that they use to travel to this earth. Facts or a check. If not child support, it's the ADHD checks. Oh, yeah. We could do a whole show about how women are selling their kids to the damn psychological institutes, which then sell them to the prison system by getting them addicted to drugs early. We could start talking about that down the road. I know this. I worked at a mental health facility for kids, the inpatient facility, for a few years. Very familiar with that situation. I appreciate y'all for joining the Big Mike Drop this evening. I'm about to go get my Christmas tree decorated. We'll see y'all Thursday. Same time. Actually, it's not the same time. Thursday, we're going live at 7 p.m. We're going to start going live Thursday, 7 p.m. And I'm looking at possibly Sundays and maybe a little freestyle every now and then, if something happens. Fellas, keep your game tight, man. Keep your dick in your pants. Keep your dick in your pants. For real. Just sit back and observe for a while, man. Find you a nice-looking lady, a nice lady that you like, man. Why don't you just date her for a while, man? Talk to her for a while. Get to know her, man. Spend time with her. Don't be in such a hurry to jump in a sack and impregnate somebody. This is your legacy. This is your future. This is what you're leaving behind. That's your boy, Big Mike, man, signing off. Blessings to you, 38 karat gold, 38K gold. That's a lot of gold, boy. That's a lot of gold. I appreciate y'all, man. Tasha, I appreciate you. Oakland Raiders, everybody in the building, man, showing support, showing love. I appreciate y'all for showing love. Don't forget to go check out some of my old videos, man, especially the ones with me and Ronnie. Man, we doing our thing over here at the Big Mike Drop, man. We're going to keep doing our thing and keep bringing you this dope-ass content. This your boy, Big Mike. I am out of here.